This is Dakota Datebook for September 1st. The news on this date in 1914 was that S.A. Burns was being charged with the murder of a McKenzie County homesteader who had been missing from his ranch near Schaefer for 4 months. The odd thing was that Burns was already in jail, charged with the same murder. Months earlier, Burns produced a deed to Henry Sexay's land and told people his neighbor had signed over his land prior to abruptly moving to Canada. It appears people didn't believe it. And when a corpse was found floating in the Missouri River, officials felt it had to be the remains of Henry Sexay. When it was determined that the victim had been shot, the blame was laid on Sam Burns, who was also alleged to have sold some personal articles belonging to Sexay. But then another dead body was found. This one was deep in a ravine near Sexay's homestead. The skull was crushed and the jaw was shattered. Officials now thought the victim in the river was actually killed in Mondack and not by Sam Burns. The Bismarck Tribune said, quote, S.A. Burns, charged with murdering Henry Sexay, had 15 minutes freedom between arrest. The defendant made the point that he couldn't be tried for the charge based on the first find, and that charge was dismissed. But minutes later, Burns was again in custody on the new murder charge, unquote. The evidence against Burns was largely circumstantial. Of primary concern was the state's determination that Sexay's signature on the deed was forged. The case drew so much attention that Burns asked for a change of venue and the trial was moved from Williston to Minot. Judge K.E. Layton tried the case before a capacity crowd. At least 45 witnesses testified. In the end, Burns was found guilty and given life. Now we jump forward to 1935 when the Bismarck Tribune reported, a sentence of life imprisonment was commuted to 21 years with the pardon of Sam Burns, whose crime startled the state 2 decades ago. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Mary Helm. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.